Yes, as Felix just said, I'm representing or a member of the German Association of Independent Music Companies, which represents right now about 850 labels, publishers, and music producers, which is about the half of the active music independent music companies in Germany. So if you hear talk about music industry, I would like you to keep in mind that the music industry, that there are about the five major companies which cover about 70 or 75% of the market, and then myriads of independent music companies who actually cover the independent and creative part of building up artists, and which actually have raising market shares right now, which, as we just heard from the figures from Martin Kretschmer, are actually not really seen in the normal statistics. What I would like to comment on the talks that we heard before is that from our point or my point of view, the premise that was made before that an alternative compensation system, especially on the compulsory base of Professor Fischer, should be introduced right now. The premise for that is that the business model, the digital business model, is not at all working. And I really doubt that, because I think that we are still in the beginning of a new digital distribution channel. So the digital distribution channel for music is quite young, so it's about 8 years or something. And for a new industry branch, which it definitely will be, I think we are still in the very basic situation. So some kind of an, anarchy, some kind of an industry anarchy. And right now we have the chance to develop a new field which can either go into a market-developed industry with the full creativity behind it, or in a regulated form, which would, from my point of view, be going into the, and this development is always the more difficult, going into a democratic field instead of going into a planned economy, as from my point of view the compulsory licensing system would be. So what I would like to be discussed, or I don't know whether it's the point here to do that, but at least to think about, is whether this business model is really dead. From the point of independent labels, from the point of view of independent labels, there is a big chance in digital distribution, and right now we are sure that the business models that has been developed in the last years were kind of reluctant through the, the major labels did not really support the new systems, but as we see, they are becoming more and more weak from their market share. And those new business models which are on the market since years by now are actually driven either by independent artist content or by third-party business models, as you said, like Apple's iTunes or Rexio's Napster and so on. So there's a developing a lot, and I think that an invention of a new global and it must be a global compulsory system, would actually be an impediment for the development of that market. So if you would introduce a global, like WIPO treaties or something, a global compulsory system, which would take another 8 years or something to get it into the national legislation, we had the problem that in this time, actually nothing would be happening in terms of investments and new business models in the market. I think this is a very great, this would really be a big crisis for the whole industry. And then furthermore, I think there is a big problem of acceptance of these taxes on new levies or levies on the side of consumers. We know those problems with the, well, in Germany, GEZ-Gebühren, those levies on public broadcasting, which only if they are, they plan to make them higher for 1 or 2 euros, everybody is screaming. And therefore, then the third point is that the technical effort that would be necessary to implement a compulsory licensing system with a just distribution to the artists would really need high technical efforts and therefore high costs. And we had a centralized system which would actually decide on quality and quantity or the ways how distribution of monies would go on quality and quantity points of views. And we had some bad, some kind of bad experiences in terms of the internet development, for example, as Network Solutions or VeriSign right now kind of control a big part of the internet, and I think we don't really need to do that once again. So from my point of view, or from the side of the independent companies and artists, which are very close together, we need to live in the creativity that we have right now. We need to decide on how to package music, how to service music, how to price music, and how to place music. And with a planned and centralized system, all these kinds of packaging would be actually, obsolete. So this is my point of view. Thank you.
Thank you, Amke.